Hillary Clinton attempts to rescue embattled VP pick Tim Walz after stolen valor claims. By Christina Wong on August 12, 2024. Hillary Clinton, who once falsely claimed she took sniper fire in Bosnia, attempted to come to the rescue of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democrat vice presidential candidate. Walz is facing scrutiny for exaggerating his military service and choosing to retire from the military after he knew his unit, of which he was the senior enlisted leader, would deploy to Iraq. Tim Walz served honorably for two decades. Then he joined Congress and worked to pass a new GI Bill that helped fund the college educations of millions of veterans. Among them, J.D. Vance, Clinton posted on X on Monday. The post did not address Walz's false claims over the last two decades of being a retired command sergeant major when he actually retired at a rank below. Nor did her post address Walz's false claim that he carried weapons in war when he never served in combat. And the post did not address Walz retiring from his then-military contract early, just months before his unit he served in as a leader deployed to Iraq. Clinton turned replies to the post off as she has with other recent posts on X. Since Vice President Kamala Harris chose Walz as her running mate, he has been under siege with questions about his military service, which he has touted throughout his political career, beginning in 2006 when he was elected to Congress. He also falsely claimed he was the highest-ranking senior enlisted to serve in the U.S. Congress. He has implied he deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan on numerous occasions, and never corrected anyone when they wrongly asserted he had deployed to either location. The Harris-Walz campaign has only addressed one of the claims, that he carried weapons in war, which he claimed in a video. The Harris campaign actually posted that video on its X account before Walz's false claims about his military record grew into a scandal. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.